MFO in Medford. Pure beef patty, lettuce,
tomato. You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Drum MFO.
Push it right to the edge.
When punks start hassling decent people, I make it my business.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
Now let's get funky like a witch's monkey.
If you had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful, why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Rock star Sid Vicious is dead after taking an overdose of heroin last night.
Man, these four grubby-looking guys in leather jackets, who we all thought were brothers at the time, and torn jeans walk onto the stage, and a few eyes start to raise.
She's a very kinky girl.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different. Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events, who knows where. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts. Freeform, non-commercial, community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this week our theme is called Punk versus Funk, as we depart a bit from the usual strict genre jumping that we are wont to do here on A Plastic Sushi, and instead we're going to be going deeper into just two genres, more like a Tears of the Gods, except we don't have a featured artist. Well, not exactly. Instead, almost, we've kind of got three of them, but we'll get to that in a bit. As Helter Skelter Annie Ross says, it's my show and I can do whatever I want. Subject to playing a public service message once an hour, smashing out bad words, and a few other understandable limitations. We started out the show with, of course, a Japanese band. That was a punk band called BVA, which stands for Boredom Vacant Anarchy, the title of their debut album, which is where I found that song called Punk It. And we are going to be going wide in our exploration of punk and funk, as evidenced by my ambiance right now, this backing track by the punk band The Addicts. It's their electric guitar version of Ode to Joy. The music was written by Beethoven, based on a poem by Friedrich Schiller. However, for all the other breaks, I'm going to be playing selections from the Japanese composer, musician, producer, activist, and actor Ryuichi Sakamoto, tracks from his Live at Zepp Tokyo album. As far as our audio clips from who knows where go, in particular, they're going to include Jello Biafra, the quite eloquent frontman for the punk band The Dead Kennedys, as well as so many other projects. And we're also going to be hearing some recollections about the Sex Pistols bass player Sid Vicious from people who knew him. Also, excerpts from the Dirty Harry and Shaft movies, and audio from a video dealing with a very bad boy named Felix and the procedures that were used in an attempt to discipline him. We have got so much great music coming up for you in the next 2 hours, including two extremely eclectic bands that both succeeded in being punk and producing hits with the funk. And just so you know, helping to set your segue expectations for this theme of punk versus funk, I'm going to be exactly alternating between a funk song and then a punk song and then a funk song again and another punk song. So with that clear, let's get the rest of your sound collage party going with, of course, another Japanese band. Here's a funk song called Sudi Dakara from the band Soup.
Don't jive me.
Kanashimi o boku ni sukoshi dake wakete yo. Sono namita ga kimi no egao o ubau kara. Sabun no michi no koi shika dekinai boku no koto o. Wakatte kureta hito wa inakatta n da. Moe agaru hoto ni samete yuku nanika o sagasu no wa yume yo. Kagi o kake te oko o. Yeah.
もしれないけど、今は君だけを、今は僕だけを、ただそれだけで。好きだから、ああ抱きしめたいだけなんだ。好きだから、ああ憎んでも許される。好きだから、ああ抱きしめたいだけなんだ。
Say is that we really tried. Everybody tried to talk to him, Stephen, Paul, and Malcolm even went to the extent of physically kidnapping Nancy at one time, knowing that she was an extremely bad influence on him in that direction. And certainly really tried everything he could do to talk to him, and you would get through to him, and then the next day you'd be back to square one again.
Such a bad boy. I leave you with a fairly new mistress who obviously did a very good job on you, and you could not behave.
I'm on a summer rain mission.
Yeah!
I know what you're thinking, Punk. You're thinking, did he fire six shots or only five? And I tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Punk?
these four grubby-looking guys in leather jackets, who we all thought were brothers at the time, and Torn Jeans walk onto the stage, and a few eyes start to raise.
When punks start hassling decent people, I make it my business.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down once you get her off the street.
Oh, girl.
She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite. When I make my move to her room, it's the right time. She's never hard to please. Oh, no.
Anybody out to buy his future, and that, my friends, is called integrity. That's called courage. Now that's the stuff leaders should be made of.
He spent 15 years getting loaded, 15 years till his liver exploded. What's Bob gonna do now that he can't drink? The doctor said, what did you think of me? Bob said, that's the point, I wasn't thinking about nothing, I gotta do something else.
Oy, oy, oy.
The past the time he waited, shaking his head, new identity. 12 hell doctor Moffat and a girl who rides a scooter. Take him out or down, well, get around, right around. And a truck stop bar, you can hear the motherfuckers go. It's a show, he'll be kicking in his at the punk rock show. Fuck the kind of guy who knows just, fuck the kind of guy who knows just what to do. When the doctor tells him to quit your drinking all the time, really ever walk the line? To all my friends, I feel fine. Really ever walk the line? Kicking ass, busting heads, pressing boy records. What's the name? He changed his head. But will he ever walk the line? Will he
narrow walk the line.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream.
Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin.
But every packet of
heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill.
Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin
don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb.
Maybe that's why they call it dumb.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this week our theme is called Punk versus Funk. And we're alternating between those two genres and throwing in some audio clips from who knows where in between. We began that set with the Japanese funk band Soup and their song Sudi Dakara. Then it was the Sex Pistols with a song called Submission off of their epic only ever studio album. Never mind the bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols. We followed that with Earth, Wind and Fire and Shining Star. And then it was a band called the Bouncing Souls, a song called 87. I found that on the Punk-O-Rama tour compilation. And then it was Rick James with Super Freak. When he was in his prime, like then, he was just incredible. But unfortunately, he died a far too early death because of his drug abuse. A sad story of a real Super Freak. And then a story about alcohol abuse from the punk band Rancid. That was Bob. Meanwhile, back in the upright now is the Japanese composer, musician, producer, activist, and actor Ryuichi Sakamoto. This track is his Tibetan dance from his album Live at Zepp Tokyo, which was recorded on July 26, 2005. And for the rest of the breaks in this episode, we'll be using more songs from this album as my ambiance. Up next, we're going to be hearing two songs from a band that would generally be categorized as rock, but they've been able to do so much more than that, including both the funk thing and the punk thing. Here's the first of two bands that we'll be hearing from in this episode that fit that description. And the other thing I want to mention is check out the absolute silence that comes after the second song. Usually I'm big on stuffing something in the segues, but I wanted you to appreciate what they did on the album. Here's a double shot of Queen on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford.
Let's go! He walks fairly down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Hey!
Do you know? boogie, baby. Baby, thing, such a thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you such a thing.
Achieve this position in life by having some snot-nosed punk leave my cheese out in the wind. Achieve this position in life by having some snot-nosed punk leave my cheese out in the wind.
You want some out.
It's punk versus funk here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We began that last set with one band that can do it all, Queen. That was their 1980 hit, Another One Bites the Dust, written by their bass player, John Deacon. And with 7 million single record copies sold, considered their biggest hit by that measure. It's also been sampled zillions of times, as well as getting parodies made, which is often an indicator of big success. And we followed that with a deep cut from their 1977 album, News of the World, a real punk-style song, written, sung, and with the rhythm guitar played by their drummer, Roger Taylor. And that song's not to be confused with an album they released in 1974 called Sheer Heart Attack, which was just the name of the album then. Then it was Cool in the Gang with Jungle Boogie, followed by the Bay Area punk band The Dead Kennedys and Kill the Poor. Thanks going to Chuck U for originally turning me on to that in his America CD compilation. And then from those punks over to some real funk with Hot Chocolate and You Sexy Thing. And then we finished things off with a more obscure punk band called 999 and their song Absolution. Behind me right now is Ryuichi Sakamoto. This is a live performance of Thousand Knives from his Live at Zepp Tokyo album. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from Green Day and the Ramones, as well as U2 doing an incredibly cool cover of a Ramones song. And we're going to be mixing that up with some classic funk from Isaac Hayes and Funkadelic, and starting right now, George Clinton, as we explore punk versus funk here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Dime sound collage.
Excuse me if I cough, if I bark, if there's a pause in my talk, you've got me tongue-tied, girl.
Hey, pardon me if I flip, if I trip, if my composure so I slip.
Please don't fret if I freak, the sight of you got me geek.
Hey, forgive me if I stare, you must be aware I've been bugging about your beauty, baby boy. And I bet you
if I go.